Blog Talk Radio.
Again, for tuning in to Issues Concerning Women, I'm your host, Francine Allen Humphrey, and as always, it is my pleasure and my delight to be with you. Tonight is Thursday, and it's 8:32. The intro that you were listening to was Day by Day, and that's how I'm inspired. That's how I live day by day. I can't change yesterday. I don't have a crystal ball to see into the future, but I know if I live today my best life, I'm inspired by my life, that I will do great things each and every day. So live your life day by day. If this is your first time tuning into the show, thank you so very much. We really appreciate any new listeners, and if you are a follower of Issues Concerning Women, thank you as well. We look forward to being with you every Thursday at 8:30 p.m. Last Thursday, we were not on the air because of technical difficulties. We know that these things happen, but we just are moving forward with that. We're not looking back. We're just going to continue to go on and do what we need to do. I am truly blessed to be able to come to the airwaves and to deliver my message each week. Today, I want to speak to you about inspiration, about leadership, and about your purpose. And we all look at who we are and the things that we do. And this week has been a quiet week for me. I've settled down. I've had the opportunity to be in prayer over the weekend. I met with some wonderful, powerful people. We had a roundtable discussion, and this was a group of leaders. We sit down. We talked about where we were in our ministries, what we were looking forward to, and how we were going to make changes in our community starting at home. And then we were more able to move abroad globally and internationally. So it was an awesome start to the week, even though it was on Saturday. It started my week off on an even keel. It gave me so many things to talk about, and I was so inspired by that. I found this quote as I've been studying, and I study different leaders, and I study different authors, and, of course, the Bible is, you know, is my guide, my everyday, daily guide. But I found this, and I wanted to read it to you tonight, Finding Your Way to an Inspired Life. If we examine every stage of our lives, we find that from our first breath to our last, we are under the constraint of circumstances. And yet we still possess the greatest of all freedoms, the power of developing our innermost selves in harmony with the moral order of the universe. And so winning peace at heart, whatever obstacles we meet. It is easy to say this and to write this, but it always remains a task to which every day must be devoted. Every morning cries to us, do what you ought and trust what may be. And this is Johann Wolfgang von Goethe. And this is a great inspirational quote. Again, it talks about being devoted to each and every day. You must be devoted to each and every day. You must know that there's a plan for your life. You just not put here on this earth to just exist. There was something that God wanted you to do. And as you walk in your purpose, even if you don't know what it is. If you walk in obedience and you listen to your inner spirit and listen to God as he directs you, then you're on the right path. You're going to find your way each and every day. Of course, there are going to be good days and bad days. Nobody is going to ever tell you that every day is going to be a bed of roses and every day will be perfect. But we must find in this day and time where we are, who we are, and who we represent. And each day we are devoted to be inspired by what we see every morning cries to us, be what you are and trust what may be. That, I think that's an awesome quote. So thank you again. I hope that you'll stay with me for the next about 25 minutes or less and just be inspired by what I talk about today. We are on the path to leadership. We're on the path of being inspired, and we definitely want to live our lives day by day. So I hope that you enjoy the show. So tune in. We'll be right back with Issues Concerning Women. Hello there. This is Francine Humphrey. Thanks again for tuning in to Issues Concerning Women. We're on every Thursday night at 8:30 p.m. If you have a question tonight and you would like to call in, the number is 1-347-826-7543. That's 1-347-826-7543. Or you can leave me an email at my email address, icwdirector@gmail.com. It's just easy, like it sounds, icwdirector@gmail.com. I look forward to hearing from you, and I get a lot of questions, and sometimes I can answer them on the air, sometimes I can't, depending on what the topics are. But thank you so much for tuning into the show. As always, it's my pleasure and my delight. I want to talk about inspiration and purpose. And, you know, sometimes we look at who we are and we try to find things to inspire us. And so the quote I just read kind of sums it all up for us. Do what you ought to do. Do what you're supposed to be doing and you'll be inspired. Now, if you're doing other things, and this is where we tend to get off track. We always, and this is for me too, I'm not saying that I don't do this, so anything that I speak about, most of the time it applies to me first, and then I'm able to give out that information. I sometimes get sidetracked by doing things that I am not called to do or having expectations of others when I think they should be doing a certain thing and they're not doing it, and then I become overwhelmed in the certain situation. And I'm sure some of you have been in that place as well. But what I really don't know is sometimes how to pull back. And I just have to be honest about that thing because I always want to be a helper and a server because that's what I do. You know, in the ministry, that's what we do. We're here to serve or we're here to give. And the one thing that I am always perplexed by is that I know how to give, but sometimes I don't know how to receive, and that can be an issue as well. So let's talk a little bit about how do I find my purpose when nothing seems to be going right with me? Nothing seems to be something that makes me feel good. So if it does not feel good, if it does not inspire you, then that's probably not the thing that you should be doing. And when we look at who we are and how we have dedicated our lives to others, and when we're looking for answers, many times we can go to a confidant and say, you know what, I'm not really sure what my purpose is, but I know that I'm good at X, Y, Z. So we've talked many times on the show about you know, you're a good hairdresser, but you don't have your cosmetology license. So you go to your, you know, your confidant and your friend and you say, what is it that I'm really good at? And they could give you a list of things, which you already know per se, but you think you're okay in those things, and they can tell you, you know, girl, you're really good at doing hair. You need to get your license and go to cosmetology school so that you can be a professional and not just a kitchen beautician where you're working in the kitchen. So you have to make up in your mind if this is something that I feel can inspire me on an everyday basis. Now, if you're doing it constantly and more people are calling you, then more than likely that's your calling. But some of us really don't have the answer to those questions. And it seems to bother us when we can't know for definitely sure what our calling is. So what I suggest that you do is make a list of the things that you like to do. And this is just me, and it helps me. And I hope that it will help you as well. List of things that you like to do. So if you like cooking for large groups of people and it gives you pleasure, then maybe you should be in the field of cook, maybe working at a restaurant. Maybe you don't want to own your own business because you know that I'm an advocate for that, pushing you beyond your scope of things. But let's start with maybe getting a job at a restaurant and seeing if you like that. If you like all aspects of cooking and the pleasure of watching people eat in large gatherings and watch and decorate it in place settings and ordering food. And so it's a lot that goes into owning a restaurant, but you can do that if that's your heart's desire. You just have to start at a point where it's comfortable for you and you know what your abilities are. Now, if you want to be a chef, you know you have to go to culinary school. If you are a cook who has been cooking all of their life, you know, then you have some specialties that you do. So maybe you're a dessert cook or bakery, or, you know, you love to bake, you love the cupcakes, you love donuts, and, you know, cupcakes are all the craze now, you know. So find something that you enjoy. Find something that you love to do. If you are a techie, and we talk about that all the time too, I have been stretched into a place where I have to get out of my comfort zone, and I can no longer hide behind somebody else's coach and say, you know what, I can't do things on the computer. I don't know how to do them. Now, I can't say that anymore. Why? Because I had to learn certain things. I had to step out of my comfort zone. And each and every day, something will bring you to a place sometimes that makes you need to change where you are, what you're doing, and how you're doing it. For me, I had a website built, and it was beautiful, of course. You know, it was well done. But I didn't control it. Somebody was in control of my website. And for me, that's kind of hard being the kind of person that I am. And anybody who knows me knows that, you know, I'm only going to let you control things for only a short period of time. And then I'm going to step in and have something to say. But I trusted this company to do what I needed them to do. And then I found out that what I was paying for, I should not have been paying for certain things. And when I needed something changed, I couldn't get it changed until the technician was able to go in and make the changes for me. So it took a little bit longer than I wanted the process to take. And especially when you're in the design business, which is what I started in 1996, and I was constantly doing, you know, different events and shows and fashion shows. So I had to keep the update of the website going on a constant basis. Now, I have said all of that to say that when I found out that I was paying much more than I needed to pay, I was inspired by that situation to learn how to build my own website by using templates. And that may not be for everybody. It may not be your thing. But if that's your area of expertise, then you can help people like me who don't know what they're doing, but help them to learn how to do this and to teach them how to, once you build a website, they pay you to build it, they can run it for themselves. So that's kind of where I am now, and I enjoy it. I don't update it as much as I should. I have to be honest about that because it's not a priority on my list, which it should be because my website is a representation of myself. So I'm still learning. I'm still, you know, stepping out on faith. I'm still stepping out of my comfort zone and learning how to do that. But at the same time, I was inspired by something that could have been a tragedy for me financially because I had to shut the whole thing down. But luckily, I was able to continue on and keep my company moving, you know, and which was great. So I am just thrilled that I and I'm no longer stuck in a rut where I can't. Somebody else is controlling my website. Now I control it. I go to it whenever I want to. I need to go to it now, as a matter of fact, and update it and put some new things on there because there are so many changes going on in my life. So I was inspired by that. So whatever it takes to get you inspired, to get you to look at where you are, to admit your shortcomings, and to definitely make changes in your life. This is sometimes hard for us to do, and we question ourselves, and we're not sure if we should be stepping out on faith in this particular area, but we have to do that. We have to be inspired, and we have to put things in order, and there has to be a plan. I talk about all the time there's power in the plan, and definitely we have to know where we're going, what we're going to do. No, we can't change yesterday. No, we don't know the future, but we can kind of set the map for where we're going to go, the things that we want to do, and how we're going to accomplish them. Can we do them on our own, or do we need to bring people in, like I did for the website, to help me get me started on it and then keep me on track and on my way to being a more advantageous person when it comes to technology, because that's not my arena. So I'm just giving you something to think about. And then once we do that, we need to share our inspiration with others, because I wanted to talk about leadership today as well. Because so many of us, we don't have the skills that we need to be effective and good leaders. So what do we need to do? We need to study more. We need to read more. We need to present our teachings and present them in a way that they can be heard and understood by our audience. We have to talk to our audience on a level that they can truly, truly understand. So all of those things come into play, and especially when you are moving from one entity in your life into another, we have to make certain changes and things that we have to do. So if you just tuned into the show, you are listening to Issues Concerning Women. I'm your host, Francine Allen Humphrey, and we're going to take a short break, and we'll be right back with Issues Concerning Women. Concerning Women, your host, Francine Allen Humphrey. Thank you again for tuning in to our show. Tonight we're talking about leadership, we're talking about being inspired, and we're talking about your purpose and what you're doing. I hope the show is always an inspiration to anyone who listens to the show and that you will tell your friends about it. If you have a question tonight, you can call in at 1-347-826-7543 here on the air until 9 p.m., so we have about 11 minutes to go. And if you miss the show and you're listening to it in the archives and you have a question for me, you can go to icwdirector@gmail.com or you can call me 757-567-6734. And that's after the show goes off the air and you're listening to the archives. So we are excited, always excited about where we are and to inspire others. That's what we do. And I am always, always available to speak to you, and I love what I do, so I get inspiration from you all when I get your questions and your comments about the show, and I have a great following, and I thank God for that, because we're not sure when we're on the radio who's listening to us, who hears us, but I keep coming on because I know that this is a part of what I do, a part of my calling, and that I have to share. what I have with others. And how do I do that? I do it through radio, I do it through blogs, through my writings, through my speaking, and through my leadership skills. And I wanted to touch on that a little bit tonight about being a leader. I was on the phone with a colleague today, and we were talking about how so many give up when they're trying something different and they want to be in a business or in corporate America, and they want to rise to the next level and do things a little bit differently. They don't have the mentorship to help push them to where they want to go. They don't have anybody that they can go to and talk to. And that's where a leader comes in. So if you're in that leadership role, if you're in management, upper-level management, executive, director, any position where you have people under you that rely on you to guide them, sometimes even the leader needs some help from the outside, somebody that can open their eyes to new and different ways of doing things to keep their group inspired. And I am so excited that I have great mentors in my life. I have people that I work with and that I correspond with. I have Lalisa Williams. She's in New Jersey. She's an awesome woman of God. She has come to Virginia Beach to sit in on a discussion with me and some members of my church. I have my close friends, and they know who they are. And then I have spiritual guidance from some awesome people in the ministry. So I have a core group of people that I can go to that uplift me and that give me the energy to come back and do things like the radio show and to do the public speaking and to go out to the community and to share what we're doing. So we're really inspired by that. And so we're thinking tonight about where we are, our purpose in life, our leadership, and where we're going, because everybody's not leaders. There are some followers. But if you're in that position and you have people that rely on you, then, of course, you need to stay up on what's happening in the world today, the economy, the job situations, and so many things that you have to be aware of. And so many times we get burnt out, and that's why we're not able to move to the next level. So I just want to inspire you tonight that if you are needing some inspiration, then you need to read more, you need to study, you need to write your thoughts down, you need to have a plan so that you're better able to do what you need to do. And you also need to share and your inspirations. If something good happens to you, no matter how long it took for you to get to that point, then you need to share it with somebody else, because what's going to happen? You're going to inspire them to do something different in their own lives. And you don't have to be a public speaker or author or business owner, but just sharing with your family members, sharing with your friends, and blocking out some of the things, the negative things. We talked about being in business or finding your purpose. If you are hanging around with people who don't have a purpose or who don't inspire you, then you need to start hanging around with some different folks, okay? Let's just be honest about it. Because what happens is when nobody's inspiring you and you don't have a mentor or a leader that you can go to, then sometimes you get stuck in a rut. And until you get sick of it, then that's where you're going to be. But you have to block out certain things. And just like this week, I came on the air. Now, I'm saying, I've been quiet this week. I've been in meditation. I've been reading. Why? Because I always know that there's quiet sometimes before the storm. And I say that not that the storm is going to be anything bad, but it can be a wonderful, wonderful thing that is about to happen. And if you're always making noise and you're never quiet, then you never get to actually hear what thus said the Lord and what he is speaking to you about and how he's going to be able to give you what you need for today, and give you what you need to inspire you and to feel those things around us that are positive energy. I know, again, every day is not going to be, a great day, we're going to have good days and bad days. But if the good days outweigh the bad days, and for most of us they do, and if you really think about it and you really be honest, they do. And sometimes we get, you know, we're in the valley for long periods of time, but we need to get out of that place. And we need to walk in our faith and walk in our purpose and not be ashamed of who we are. And then once we figure out in our own selves what we're doing, then we need to share that with others and be an inspiration to them. You know, so many of us, we go to our houses of worship on Sunday, and we don't have a word to share with anybody on Monday. And I think that's really sad. Or we study all the time, and we're, you know, scholars, and we read and we sing, because some people have, you know, that gift about them. They can sing, and they don't share it with anybody. But if that's your calling, that's your purpose, then you need to be sharing that with others to inspire others. We are always looking for information. We're always looking to be inspired by somebody else when we need to tell our stories. And that's why I love the radio, because I can come on and I can share with you tidbits about my life, things that have come to my foresight, and then they're just for me for the moment. But more than that, they're not for me to keep. They're for me to share. So I love what I do. I know sometimes it gets frustrating. I know sometimes we can't fight past every obstacle that we believe is coming against us, but I tell you, if you stay focused on you and who you are, and I'm not saying being selfish, I'm saying be who you are, be true to yourself, and you cannot worry about what others are saying about you. I know that I'm sure people have lots to say about me, but that's good, because if they're talking about me, then I must be doing something fantastic. So that's the way I look at it. And I keep doing what I do because I love what I do. I love sharing. I love giving. I love my radio program. I love the ministry. You know, and there's so many different things that I do. And if you've been following the show, you know that I have several businesses, and they are phenomenal. They are, you know, not a millionaire by any means, but I am in a position where I am happy. I love what I do. I know that I'm working in my purpose, and sometimes it takes a while to get that way. It does not happen overnight. It happens with the choices that we make and how we look at ourselves and how we value ourselves. Many times others don't value us, and we have to just be true and honest with the fact. They will call you in on certain projects and things and to help them, but then when you're doing something, you may not get the help. But always, always remember, you have help. You're never alone in anything that you do. There is always somebody that you can turn to. And I hope that you have those core people that can mentor you. And if you don't, you need to give me a call, because I love mentorship as well. And if I can't help you, I'm sure that somebody in my circle will be able to give you some insight on things that you need to do. So we're got about 2 minutes for the show. So if you missed the call in tonight at 1-347-826-7543, that's fine. But you can call me after the show at 757-567-6734 or send an email to my Gmail address at icwdirector@gmail.com. I am available there 24 hours a day, so it doesn't matter what time it is. I know some people are up late doing things and working on projects. But be inspired today. And once you're inspired, share it with somebody else, because you never know whose heart you're going to tug on, who you're going to make think outside of the box, who you're going to inspire. So don't just keep it to yourself. Once you're inspired, share it with somebody else and let your inspiration blossom. Let it flow. Let it go beyond you and give it to somebody else, because it is a gift. And once we receive a gift, and it's ours to hold on to just for a moment, and then we are to give it away. Thank you so much for tuning in to Issues Concerning Women. I'm on every Thursday night at 8:30. I hope that you enjoyed the show tonight. I hope that you will share it with somebody else. You can do that through the archives. It will be on Facebook shortly after I go off the air. And enjoy your evening. Enjoy tomorrow. Have a fantastic Friday, and I will be back with you, if the Lord is willing, next Thursday, 8:30. God bless you, and have a wonderful evening. Good night.